Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's time for the B-A-Q-A. Hey, the B-A-Q-A, what you say? The B-A-Q-A, no man day. The B-A-Q-A, just Tiffany. The B-A-Q-A. Hey, Mandy's not here. As you can see, I'm in the stew by my lonesome, but I got y'all. We're going to take some questions and I've got some answers. But as I always say, I'm not your mama. No, I'm not your cousin. Well, your financial internet cousin. I'm not your financial advisor. I'm not your attorney. I'm not your doctor, child. I'm not even your engineer. But what I am is a smart black girl who can answer some questions that you take with the smallest, tiniest grain of salt, aka sue somebody else. You know, take what I say with a grain of salt. Ask the people that you pay, like, what you should do. But let's get started, B-A-Q-A. And if you ever want to ask a question, best thing to do is go head on over to Brown Ambition Podcast on Instagram. Send us a question there. And or go head on in to brownambitionpodcast.com and click contact us. Yeah. All right, let's get started. Let me see. Quick question from Patrice. Well, I think I'm going to do three today. Patrice asked a question. She says, hello, Tiffany. I love the podcast. And here you mentioned financial advisors a few times. Do you have any suggestions on how to find one? I do. Or anyone that you could recommend. I'm a single mom and want to meet some goals to prepare for her going to college. First of all, yes, single mama. Okay. Now, here's what you're going to do, Patrice. So I wrote this book called Get Good With Money. I'm not going to sell you that book, right? But what you are going to do is get something for free. You're going to go to getgoodwithmoney.com. I'm literally going there now to make sure it's all good. And you're going to click at the top. It says GGWM for Get Good With Money Book Club Kit. You finna click on the kit, sis, right? Then you're going to download the kit. And when you do, all it's going to open up. One, it'll send you a PDF or a link, but you'll be able to open it up right away. And what's so great about the kit is if you scroll down, if you scroll down to chapter 10 on the kit, pick your money team, there's gonna be these resources, right? Like, there's gonna be these resources that you can use to find who you need. Like, if I click, let me see. No, where is it? Oh, meanwhile, girl, I'm on the wrong thing. I was like, where is this? I'm looking at the book club kit. I mean, that's great. You could definitely go get your book club kit on too. But I want you to not get the book club kit. I want you to go there and get the toolkit. Because I was like, this doesn't look like what I said is what you should have. You're going to get the toolkit because that's really important. And I still want you to scroll down to chapter 10 because in the toolkit, you will find, as soon as you put in your name and your email, it opens up right away to the website. And if you go scroll, I want you to, the reason why I want you to go here is because it's more than just here's a list of financial advisors. There are a bunch of things. So there is this, this template that I created called My So-Called Financial Life, which is literally a template where it's like all of, it is a sheet that you can fill out with all of your financial information. So when you interview financial planners, ideally certified financial planners, that you are, don't forget what to share with them. Like, I like to actually share my so-called financial life template with them. Like, here's everything you need to know about my finances. Let's talk. Right? So that's one that's there. This is under chapter 10 on the toolkit. at getgoodwithmoney.com. Also there, you're also going to find some sites that I recommend, like the NAPFA, Fee Only Network, XYZ Planning. That's all going to be there. If you're looking even to find an accountant, there's going to be information there. And so there's just so many resources there that are going to help you. So I would go to getgoodwithmoney.com, click on the toolkit, scroll to chapter 10. Don't just get where you can find a financial planner. I also want you to get, what questions you should ask them and here's this template that you can fill out with your finances. So they know, whether or not you might be a fit for them. So I hope that's helpful. Let's see. Next on the docket, we have a question that we get a lot. I'm going to give you a name. Let's call you Shanice. Shanice asks, "Hey, Tiffany and Mandra, love you. Question, I never know whether or not to pay down debt or save. What comes first, the chicken or the egg?" Well, she didn't say the chicken or the egg. I added that part. So when you are paying down, when you have some extra money left over, if you know, if you're fortunate, there is that question. Do I prioritize paying down debt? Do I prioritize savings? And the answer is, it depends. What did I say your name was? Fake name, Shanice? It depends, Shanice. Because if you have debt that is expensive, which most debt is, meaning over double digits, like some people have debt, it's 15%, 20%, double digit debt, I want you to over index and pay more toward paying down debt. Because right now, let me see what banks are giving as far as interest rate. We're about to look it up. So we're about to see what banks are doing as far as interest rates. Let's see. I'm trying to think, what are high yield savings accounts giving right now? High yield savings accounts. Okay. Right now, the highest I'm seeing is about 4.5%. Okay? Actually, that's old. So that's weird. Why is it not showing? Anyway. But right now, about 4.5%, right? So if your debt is costing you 10% and high yield, meaning the highest you're getting right out here in these streets, is 4.5%, 10% is bringing you down, 4% is halfway bringing you back up. So do you see why it's important to pay off the thing that's actually costing you the most amount of money? Because you cannot save what the debt is costing you. So what I would say is I want you to focus on getting rid of expensive debt. Now, I don't want you to not save. So let's just say I had $100. I might say to myself, I'm going to put $25 into savings, because savings is like a seatbelt. You know, you're going to have to lean into that safety of it all. That's just how it goes. You know, so you should have something going towards savings. And then maybe I put $75 toward paying down that debt, because the debt is costing me way too much money. But let's just say I had some student loan debt and the interest rate was 3% or something like that. Then I would over index on the savings, because the savings is making me more than the student loan is costing me. So I would say maybe $75 into savings, $25 to pay, the student loan debt off. I hope that makes sense, that if you're paying off debt versus savings, look to see, are you going to make more in savings or are you going to spend more in debt, and prioritize which one the interest rate is higher. You know, you should still try your best to do both, but prioritize the one with the interest rate that's higher, because that's where you're going to see the biggest return, or at least the biggest cut down. I think it was, who's that richest man in the world? Well, he's not the richest, Warren Buffett. He said the best raise you can give yourself is to get rid of high interest rate debt. Because that interest rate, that 15%, that 20% is costing you, sis. So if you can get rid of that debt, you are going to be able to have more money a month. That's like an internal raise. So before we answer another question or two, we don't see, we're going to throw the break, pay some bills, and we're going to be back and black and brown ambition. See you in a minute.
Hey, BA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times, because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply. Hey, BA fam, if you're like me and you love reading the best in business content, you've definitely heard of the Harvard Business Review. HBR.org provides information, tools, and practical advice on leadership, management, and strategy all on their website through their print publication and podcasts. I'm a huge fan of HBR. In fact, I've been trying to get published on there for a minute. So, hey, maybe this is my in, y'all. I love HBR. They are updated with great new business management articles daily, and they have key insights for people who are interested in real advice for better business management. The reason why I pay attention when HBR publishes something is because their editors are bar none, some of the best editors in the business. While much of Harvard Business Review's content is available for free after signing up at their site, subscriptions to unlimited content start at only $10 a month. Go to www.hbr.org/subscriptions and enter promo code AMBITION right now to take advantage of this great offer. Again, go to www.hbr.org/subscriptions and enter promo code AMBITION to learn more about this great opportunity to help manage your career and business.
We're back in black. Can I just get into the fact that, like, because I mean, if you don't big yourself up, who's going to big yourself up? Your girl skin has been glowing. And when I tell you, I don't have, like, I have, what do I have on? I have, like, this thing from Bobby Brown called something, a balm. Girl, I'm the worst. But anyway, so it gives you a little bit of a glow. But I don't have foundation on. Look at my skin. You know what I've been doing instead? I have been taking, because I asked my doctor if it was okay to take, they said yes. I have been taking collagen. And it's like one of the best ways to get collagen, which I don't do this because I don't eat meat, is bone broth. You boil bones and, like, because there's like collagen in the bones, and collagen is what helps your skin rejuvenate. Collagen is like helps with joints and stuff like that. And so I've been seeing the girls talk about collagen, but I said, before I put them things in my body, child, let me ask my doctor. And they were like, you know, that's fine, that you can take collagen and that's great. So, I ordered this like collagen called like Spoiled Child. I'm sure you saw all the, this is not sponsored. I ordered this collagen called Spoiled Child, and I was like, okay, the taste is not bad. I take like 2 tablespoons every morning. It's a little sweet. So I'm sure the sugar is like, if you're diabetic, you might want to say, but anyway, so, you know, the girly seed that, you know, it's about 2 months before you really see like a difference. You know, so I was like, okay, so I'm on my the end of my second bottle, which actually, let me make myself a note because your girl needs to order another bottle. So the girlie said, you know, after 2 months, let me say, I'm just literally make myself no order or order collagen. And so the other day, like I was getting like my makeup retouched. I was like speaking at someplace big time. The other day I was like, you know, like getting my makeup done. Like to speak on a stage, and the lady was like, you have such great skin. I mean, people tell me I have decent skin all the time, but I was like, yeah. But then I really looked, because when I came back from Egypt, like last month, like Egypt burnt your sister to a crisp. Okay, I wore sunscreen. Even though I'm chocolate, I wore sunscreen because chocolate do melt. But it's just like my skin was so dry after, and it just was not looking its best, and I was breaking out like crazy, and I don't break out. I was getting cystic acne like I was in high school again. But I started taking this collagen, and I had bought all the stuff that I was going to use to kind of rejuvenate my skin, and I just got lazy. I bought $100 worth of stuff, and I just never got to it. So I'm using my normal skincare routine that I've been using for the last 3 years, which is, because my skin gets really dry, Burt's Bees, I use an oil cleanser. Then I use like this serum from this black owned brand that I love called Butter Bar. They have this melanin serum that I've always been using for the last 2 years, and they have an under eye roller thing that I've always been using. And then because I can get like little eczema patches, I use this eczema lotion, but I use it on my face too. But the same, like I didn't do anything different. But when I say my skin, it is the most supple. I ain't never seen my skin like this. And I was like, literally I was putting lotion on my skin yesterday, and I was like, why does my skin feel so soft? Like soft, like a baby's booty. I know I'm going off on a tangent because I'm like, whatever, girl. Mandy in here, I could do what I want. So anyway, and I was like, I'm not doing anything different. I have not used any of those products that I bought to like rejuvenate my skin post-Egypt because I've just been lazy about it. I'm using the same routine as I always do. And and I realized the only thing new is this daggone collagen. And I'm not here to say you need to use collagen, but I'm just saying, you're good, sis. I mean, my skin is giving 25, but my knees is giving 43. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I would just love to know, has anybody tried collagen? You know, my sister said she was gonna try it, so we finna see, but I don't know. I don't know if that's why my skin looks like this. All I'm saying is I'm not using anything new on my face. You know, the only thing different is I'm taking collagen. So, like, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not saying that's what you need to do. But like I said, I spoke to my doctor, the one who I pay. So that's what you ought to do. But, and just ask about, you know, like, I don't know. Because I just, you know, I want to be youthful. Because my mom don't have no wrinkles. And I said, child, dry skin leads to wrinkles. We don't want that. So my 43-year-old skin is holding it tight. Okay. Anyway, shout out to collagen. Anyway, let's see. Question from Charlene. Charlene says, hi, ladies. I have a dilemma and I hope you can help with it. I have a personal loan of $15,500 and with a whopping 15.24% interest rate. She said, I know, you don't have to tell me. Sad face. I get it. That's a lot. Running the numbers, I don't have the capacity to pay more than the minimum payment, which is $380 a month on the loan. And I am a new single mom working part-time. However, I do put aside $400 a month into my son's savings account, and that currently has a balance of $15,000, earning approximately 4%. Ooh, we just answered a question like this. I have recently decided that I want to put at least $10,000 of the savings into an investment bond for my son and continue to fund it each month as I have been doing. But part of me thinks I should take $15,000 to pay the loan, then rebuild my son's savings by paying $800 a month into it. What say you? I hate the idea of taking my child's money, but I also hate the debt that won't move. For context, I have $2,000 in emergency funds and hope to buy a home in the next year or two. Thanks so much. Charlene. I beg you, please don't something take my man. That's Dolly Parton. And then it was like remade by Miley Cyrus. Okay, Charlene, this is hard, right? Because you're like, I want to set aside money for the baby. which congratulations, mama. I love that. But you have this debt, which you're absolutely right. If you pay the minimum on this $15,000 debt, you will be paying that debt. It's go get a, like a, if I had the time, I would like plug into a calculator. You're going to pay in that, be paying that debt for a long time. And you'll likely pay like double what you actually owe. That 15 is going to cost you like 30. You know, that's the problem with like when you pay the minimum on debt. It's that like so much of that money goes to fees, which is really disheartening, you know? So I can understand. You didn't say how old your son was, but you said, I'm a new single mom. So I don't know if you're newly single or newly a mom, but the thing is, if mama ain't good, nobody good. And so I know you're like, oh, I hate taking away from my son, but you know what's really taking away from your son? This $15,000 money you owe at 15%. If it was me, I honestly, especially if my son was a baby, like it'd be one thing if you said my son graduates high school next year, then I might be like, ah, you need that money for college right away. But if your son is really young, you know, if he was super young, you know, like I said, you're a new mom, you know, your son is like 2, 3, I would take that full amount and pay off that debt and say, we're not going back into debt no more. Now you didn't tell me your other debt. Do you have other credit card debt and things like that? I don't know that here because then I might reconsider, but I'm just going to pretend like this is the only debt that you owe besides like maybe your car note or something like that. But this is the most expensive debt and you don't have any credit card debt. I'm just going to pretend. I probably would put all, if not most, to pay off this debt because at that 15%, it's going to take you a long time to pay that off. And if your son is only earning 4%, and let's just say you put his money into a bond, right? You put it into investing, you put it into the market. The market is still on average going to yield about 10% a year. So 10% is still less than the 15 that, you know, 15 and a quarter that the debt is costing you. Does that make sense? So even if you were to get a great return in the market at 10%, you know, it's still not going to beat what the debt is costing you. So I probably would, all things considered, use it to pay down that debt and stay out of debt, you know, as much as possible. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to make it a habit of like saving and then taking, saving and taking. So then what I would do moving forward is I would be putting my son's money into a vehicle that I cannot easily touch, to your point, like setting and putting up, you know, investing it. So it's not easily accessible to you. That's probably what I would do. I'm not saying this is what you should do. If I would do, I'd probably bite the bullet, pay off this debt, commit to not getting back into debt like that. Or if I do, you know, borrow money or whatever, you know, navigating for the best interest possible so it's not costing me so much. And then any new money that I'm going to be doubling down with my child, I'm going to put it into an account that I don't have as much free access to, because we don't want to make it a habit into taking from the son's account, from your son's account. And also too, instead of doubling up to rebuild my son's savings to $800 a month, I would put $400 to my son and $400 into my emergency fund, because your emergency fund is not enough. You know, like you want ideally to have 3 months worth of expenses in your emergency fund. You know, because here's the reason why. If something happens, what would you and your son do? You know, like I would make that my priority is to bulk up that emergency fund. So again, I would probably pay off all, if not most, of that $15,000 because it's too expensive. I would continue to fund my son's account with the $400, and I put the other $400 into my emergency fund, if not even more into the emergency fund, like $200 to my son for, you know, $600 to the emergency fund, only because if emergency hits, who gonna look after you and the baby? That money. And so that's more important right now. And then, you know, like try your best to keep out of debt and continue to earn. Look for ways to earn additional income. I hope that's helpful, Charlene. Yeah, sometimes we have to make those choices that are not the funnest or the cutest, but it's a choice that we have to make. I have certainly been in that place, so certainly no shame. You do the best you can with what you have until you can do better, then you do better. So I hope that was helpful, BA fam. If you have questions that you want answered about business, about career, about money, about entrepreneurship, you know, you just want to share whatever, you can hit us up. We are the BA Podcast on Twitter, Brown Ambition Podcast on Instagram, brownambitionpodcast.com. You can click contact us and ask questions there. There's a contact me button there. Until next week, hopefully by next week, we all are the auntie of a brand new BA baby. We already have Rio. That's Mandy's son, Rio. We already have Rio. So we're about to have a new BA baby. So we're going to be on baby watch to see when that baby's coming, because Mandy's literally due like today, any day now. So you'll be stuck with me, but that's okay. We're going to have some guests in the stew. I just was here by myself today because Mandy had to do some baby things last minute. All right, y'all. See you next week. Bye.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brand Ambition podcast is produced by Imani Crosby, and Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru. I am your co-host, Mandy Woodruff Santos, and we will see y'all next week, BA fam.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.